You're listening to Sonatas and Soundscapes, your source for classical music on the weekdays here on South Carolina Public Radio. This program is made possible in part by the Paul M. Angel Family Foundation. Recording in the Wells Fargo studio here at SC Public Radio in Columbia, I'm Bradley Fuller. Great to have you along for a special lineup of performances from past seasons of the Color of Music Festival, with today's focus on the incredibly talented Graimbert-Barré family, musically gifted siblings who can trace their talents back to their grandfather, Amédée, an all-around musician who lived on Guadeloupe. A conversation with brothers Romuald and Jonathan Graimbert-Barré is in store for us, as well as two performances from the Color of Music Festival, in which the Graimbert-Barré trio performs works by family members past and present. But first, here's violinist Romuald Graimbert-Barré, performing alongside the 2016 Color of Music Festival Orchestra under Marlon Daniel in the Martha and John M. Rivers Performance Hall of Charleston's Gilliard Center. This is the second movement of Max Bruch's Violin Concerto No. 1.
Thank you.
Marlon Daniel led the 2016 Color of Music Festival Orchestra for that performance of the Adagio movement of Max Bruch's Violin Concerto No. 1 in G minor. Romuald Grandbert-Barré was soloist. I had a chance to speak with Romuald recently about his musical activities. Not only Romuald, but his brother Jonathan, who is a cellist, composer, and founder of a film music production company, Scoring Productions. The two filled me in on all their family music making and how their grandfather Amédée, a musical figure on the Caribbean island of Guadeloupe, was something of an artistic pioneer. Here's that conversation, as well as two additional Color of Music Festival performances, featuring works by Amédée Barré and his grandson Jonathan, from whom we'll hear in this conversation, a remote interview with the Grandbert-Barré brothers, who joined me from Paris, France. Romuald, Jonathan, salut, comment ça va?
Hey, très bien, thank you very much, very well.
Salut, Bradley.
Great to have you on the show today and to hear a little bit about your musical backstory. I know that you both come from quite a musical family, and Romuald, we'll start with you. How many siblings are there total in your family, and are they all musical?
Well, there's six of us. We all played and studied music, but the eldest is now more of an entrepreneur. And Jonathan has been also working on his own society. He's in the music industry also, but we all learned piano through our mother, and we all also picked another instrument, violin for me, Jonathan, cello, Maxence, viola. My sister is also a dancer. So five boys and one girl, basically. I think Maxence, who's 1 year older than I am, he kind of switched to viola so that we could play as a trio, because he had already started with violin, but he switched pretty quickly. So I guess maybe it's an influence of Jonathan. I think from what I remember, that was such a long time ago. We thought, well, with a violist, we could play some trio at some point.
And you not only played as a trio or in other combinations with each other as siblings, but your family music making is intergenerational. Your grandfather, Amédée Barré, was also quite the accomplished musician. What's his story?
Well, Amédée Barré, he's I would say a pioneer in the family in a way. He was a clerk at the justice court of Pointe-à-Pitre, so the capital of Guadeloupe. And so that was his main official occupation, but he loved music so much that he used to perform with friends every week. He played mandolin very, very well. And he used to teach also violin. And it's funny because that's actually how he met my grandmother. She wanted to study violin, and they met because he was also a violin teacher. And so he founded also a symphony orchestra with some of his friends, and they performed also some Caribbean music, not only classical music. And he composed for his ensemble, for his friends, a lot of Creole songs. So we found a lot of scores that my mother gave us. And of course, my brothers were composers, but also arrangers. They were able to, make it possible for our trio to perform them. And also we have a brother who plays the drums, so we could add the Caribbean rhythm also to it.
And speaking of pieces of your grandfather's that you've performed, this one, Creole Songs, was part of the 2017 Color of Music Festival. Three separate pieces here, one that sounds kind of like a waltz, one that sounded, to me at least, like a tango or habanera. What did the titles of these pieces mean, and was your grandfather referencing any specific dances or rhythm styles in his Creole songs?
I guess the three of them are kind of love songs. It's all about a story, love story. So I'll start with the last one, because it makes more sense in a way. The last one, Si vous voulez m'en aller, it's basically when, I would say, my grandfather, I imagine him in that situation, flirting with, I guess, my grandmother before, of course, they got married and everything. So it means if you want, if they're just playing games together. And so it uses the rhythm la begine, which is totally typical from the Caribbean. So it's really a dance that's it's played with percussions and a lot of local instruments. So I can even sing it. It's dum da dum dum da dum dum da dum da dum dum da dum da dum dum da dum da dum dum. That's the basic rhythm, basically. And then the one you, Bonheur Troublé, you said it's slow. We play a little bit like a tango. But it's not a tango, to be honest. We all often had debates over that with my mother because yeah. She says we play a little too fast, so it sounds too much like a tango. But it's called, she says, it's a slow, and that's so it's supposed to be played as something very calm. And Bonheur Troublé is basically the moment in which the couple started having problems and broke up basically. And that's why the song Reviens-moi could be the last step, the waltz, slow waltz. It's basically my grandfather asking my grandmother to come back. So reviens-moi means come back to me. So it's a little melancholic. So he tells a lot of beautiful things, what he misses. And eventually she comes back and they're happy again. Yeah.
Oh, that's great. I was wondering, I was thinking, you know, how does this story end? Is it happy or not? But, well, what do you say we give a listen to those three pieces now, kind of this backwards look at a love story?
Great.
Thank you.
Creole songs by Amédée Barré, performed there by some of his grandsons, the Grambert Barré Trio, at the 2017 Color of Music Festival. Musical talent seems to run strong in the Barré line. With me now, in addition to Romuald, with whom I was speaking before the music, is another one of Amédée's descendants, the cellist, composer, and film music producer, Jonathan Grambert Barré. One of Jonathan's works, the Tribal Concerto for String Trio and Orchestra, received its American premiere here in South Carolina through the Color of Music Festival as well. Jonathan, what was the inspiration behind this work of music, if there is one, and how did you settle on the title Tribal?
You know, my goal as composer, when I do a new musical piece, I always need a script before. It has to be based on something authentic to me. So this concerto is linked with the origin of my mother. Just for the story, the symphony piece I wrote before was linked to the story of my father. So on this tribal concerto, this is my mother with Caribbean from Guadeloupe. And I was reading the Alex Harley book, you know, the very well-known book, Roots. And of course, something touched me a lot and at the same time shocked me a lot. And I decide to base each movement of this concerto on this book. To tell you, I wasn't able to finish that book. It was too hard for me. So it's something I never mentioned, but it is important because even with the half of the book, I decided to do something with the progression of the book. In fact, it is really the progression of the book. That means if we talk about the first movements, it is exactly like the book Who Tells the Peaceful Living of an African Tribe, and it's a celebration of the Djagbé. The Djagbé is a typical rhythm from a tribe in popular tribe in Africa. The second movement is darker because it focused on the anxiety of two parents for their children, because each children has to make a kind of initiatory journey. You understand what I mean?
Like a rite of passage?
Yes, this is the idea. And the recitative is the moment where we focus on the parents, the kind of moment of sadness, because we don't know what happened, and unfortunately, the children doesn't come back. So that's why the third movement described the war crisis and the uprising of the tribe against the capture of their people from slavers.
Did you find maybe that, given your musical background, this was something you could put into music that maybe you weren't so comfortable either reading about or writing about or dealing with in another way?
Hey, this is an excellent question, because after that book, I had nightmare. Sincerely, it was very, I have at the same time images of that book during the boat trip, etc. And you're right, I had to do something with this. I had to bring it on music, because this is the way I'm able to talk. This is my language. You know, when you play that piece in front of the public, and when you see the reaction of the public at the end of the concert, you just feel that you did something for the history. I'm sorry, my English is far to be perfect, but I think you feel the what I'm trying to tell you. And I had that need to talk about that, to make my rock on that part of our story.
Well, Jonathan, let's give a listen to that contribution you made to the telling of that history now. This is your Tribal Concerto for String Trio and Orchestra performed by you as part of the Grandberg Barre Trio alongside the 2017 Color of Music Festival Orchestra under Kazim Abdullah.
Thank you.
Performance. That was Jonathan Gramberbare's Concerto for String Trio and Orchestra, Tribal, inspired by part of Alex Haley's Roots. The Gramberbare Trio performed there alongside the Color of Music Festival Orchestra under Kazim Abdullah. That was in the Martha and John M. Rivers Performance Hall of Charleston's Gilliard Center as part of the 2017 Color of Music Festival. And that rounds out today's program of Sonatas and Soundscapes. Jonathan Romuald, thanks for the amazing music and for all the great insights and conversation. It was a real pleasure having both of you on the program today.
Thank you so much, Bradley.
Thank you, Bradley. Thank you very much.